Making connections, inspiring fellowship, and building community are the core values of the Women's Guild. As Boston University's First Lady and the Women's Guild Honorary President, it has been my heartfelt mission to celebrate and uplift our members, as well as to uphold these values. As my formal role as BU's First Lady comes to a close, I want to extend a warm thank you to the Women's Guild, its membership, and volunteers. When I look back on the friendships I've developed, the connections I've made and also helped to broker, and the impact of our collective fundraising efforts, I feel blessed to have served as honorary president. As with any great organization, you get out of it what you put into it. In my case, I've gotten so much more out of the Women's Guild than I ever put in. I am truly grateful for past, present, and even future members for your friendship, dedication, and hard work. And a special thanks to those serving or who have served in leadership roles at the Women's Guild. You are the captains of our journey, and your guidance and commitment have led to the success of the Women's Guild. During a recent Women's Guild celebration event held in my honor, I received the most beautiful gift, a photo album with your personal reflections. It is a very touching summary of my walk through our mutual history, along with all of the portraits of the remarkable Women's Guild boards. I am humbled and grateful to read the remarks that many of you shared, as they truly reflect what I'm trying to accomplish in the role as your honorary president. If organizations had DNA, the Women's Guild would be my complete match. As a newcomer to the university in 2005, the Women's Guild instantly became my BU home. Early in my tenure, I recognized the value of a welcoming handshake and the importance of community building. Perhaps this is my Texas genes, but creating a warm environment is something that I've always worked hard to do. With the nickname of Match.com, I pride myself in finding relevant connections to BU faculty, staff, and students, and those new to Boston. Building and maintaining broad networks are important for personal well-being as well as professional success. And the Women's Guild, first and foremost, is a broad network of talented, motivated, and caring women. Over the past 18 years, I am particularly proud of three major accomplishments of the Women's Guild. The first is the establishment of the Women's Guild Endowment Fund in 2016 in honor of the Guild's 60th anniversary. This enabled the Women's Guild to double the number of awards made each year. Beyond supporting fellowship efforts and the professional network development, my role at BU has provided me with opportunities to create cross-campus connections and elevate the Guild's philanthropic efforts. The second and third accomplishments are closely linked. In 2019, the Women's Council and the Women's Guild merged. The fruit of this partnership prompted the sale of the Fisk House, a cooperative residence for women graduate students enrolled at Boston University, and spurred its move from Commonwealth Avenue to Bay State Road. The Bay State Road Fisk House was opened in 2021, enabling the Women's Guild members a chance to integrate activities with the Fisk House residents. The Fisk House endowment and council funds, now under the management of the Women's Guild, were used to award $135,000 in scholarships in 2023 and provided $150,000 of housing support to the new Fisk House residents. Although I am stepping down as the honorary president this summer, I am forever committed to the BU Women's Guild mission and will continue to honor that commitment as a retired member of the Guild. I invite all BU women, faculty, and staff to join the Women's Guild, to help us multiply our impact for the students and the BU community.